Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, I got another hour this morning with you, Ryan Recker, at Ryan Recker on Twitter, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook, alongside Scott J. Gow. And, wow, these developments, you're at Fox News covering things. There's this other story I saw on KSDK. Cars are being damaged by objects falling from 44. 9 vehicles were damaged by objects falling from an overpass. Police are trying to determine if objects were thrown. I know everyone's really covering this, KSDK being one of them. I was looking at some of the photos where completely smashed windshields were, you know, direct contact right in the middle, bombs away. They were getting these cars. I mean, they must have some pretty great timing to be able to get that. But we're talking during really rush hour times where these objects seem to be dropped from or thrown from. I seem to think this is a little bit more intentional than accidental with all of these happening so close to each other. And this is near the Jameson Avenue
overpass. There's no way it's accidental.
Isn't that scary? Someone thinks it's a good idea throwing this on windshields during traffic.
There's so many stupid people. It's just, you know, we were talking about as you get older, how things change in your mind or whatever. That's one of the things where you just, as you get older, you start to realize how many more stupid people there are in the world. And these
a lot
are some of them.
Are there more stupid than non-stupid? No, but it feels like it sometimes.
But it does feel like it, yes.
I hope not. That's probably the right answer. I hope not.
That's so dangerous. I can't even fathom some human being thinking that's a good idea.
You know what? Here's the thing that frustrates me about this, too. Let's say they catch someone doing this. They're going to get a slap on the wrist. When it comes to St. Louis in prosecuting people that do some really dangerous things, this is looked at as minor, and they'll probably get a low, if any, they probably will see zero jail time, might not even get a fine for doing this, but they might even get investigated and nothing will happen from it. That's what we've come to expect.
Yeah. And my guess is that they're teenagers, juveniles, and they definitely won't have much repercussions. I mean, that's the biggest issue from the county and the city police departments. They've been saying this for a couple of years now, is juvenile crime, and they make arrests, but then the kids are back home in a day or two.
Exactly. Or in some cases, you remember over the summer, there were lighting fireworks off downtown.
Yeah.
Catch the kid, take him back to his parents. Parents drop him off back downtown to continue lighting off fireworks.
I know. He got arrested twice.
Yeah.
Same night.
The parents helped them same night. And let me guess, nothing happened to that kid. So here's the situation we're in. It's been like this for a while. There's an absolute problem. No question about it. People are tired of it. It's one of the reasons why development is stunted downtown, because businesses are tired of dealing with this. They set up their own independent councils to try to deal with it, and nothing happens. They're not listened to. Many big businesses have threatened to leave, and rightfully so, because none of this is getting addressed. And the people that are committing these crimes, the ones that are breaking the windows, vandalizing, lighting fireworks off, terrorizing people, breaking into vehicles, you know, you name some of these, there's very little repercussion for them because they just keep doing it over and over and over again. And you said, how many times have your car been broken into?
Well, probably about a dozen times, five windshield or in one case, sunroof smashed. So five times windows smashed. And then there were probably about six or seven other times where I knew somebody was in my car, but they didn't smash out the windows because I've started to leave it unlocked.
Ugh. Did you say windshield smashed?
Oh, no, it was windows and the sunroof. In one case, though, they ruined my sunroof, and that was just unbelievable. And I think I told you in the last case of theft, they stole my bowling balls.
Yeah, bowling balls.
Yeah.
What if you spot those on a lane somewhere? Yeah. Do you ever think about what you would say to that person?
That would be awesome, actually.
You're like, what are you doing with those? How some crackhead sold it to me. Like, yeah. It was like, it looked weird, but they said they got it at an estate sale. Right. No. Were your initials on it or something? Is there any way you can tell they're your bowling balls?
Probably not. I mean, I would recognize them, but yeah, it's just weird that they, whoever took them, where did they go with them? I searched the dumpsters around thinking they would realize they just got a couple of old bowling balls and that they're very, it would probably be 50 pounds worth in that whole thing. So, but I never found them. I don't know.
Yeah, they probably use it to smash someone else's window. It was found in someone else's car.
That's
down
exactly
the line,
what they did.
Unfortunately. What a shame. All right, let's go to the shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
What is the purpose of the United Nations? It has such tremendous, tremendous potential, but it's not even coming close to living up to that potential.
You know, it's a fair argument that the United Nations role.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And a lot of different international affairs is minuscule at best, considering though you are the leader of the free world in the United States, you're resources are a lot grander than the United Nations. But I can't think of any major instances in recent years where the United Nations made a big impact where, let's say, the United States wasn't the breadwinner to make that impact.
Our role at the United Nations is one that is indispensable in terms of getting outcomes that will make the world safer for people, and not only in this country, but around the world.
They don't take decisive action. That is Senator Thune regarding UN's role in wars. And that's something that President Trump brought up, too. He said, you know, I've been involved in all these different conflicts for through the years when I was president of the United States. We've saved how many lives? Can you calculate the millions of people? Lives were made better because we helped stop these wars and conflicts. And the United Nations didn't even offer to help.
I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human. And that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
Okay, I'll accept that. That was Jimmy Kimmel's apology last night. We'll see how Sinclair and some of these other larger television networks that have ABC affiliates, including here in St. Louis, will react to that to see if they'll put them back on the stations.
Do you think this country will ever elect a woman president? In my lifetime, probably not.
I beg to differ. I believe that we will.
Well, it just depends. When you say my lifetime, Joy Behar, how old is she? Let's see, because I don't know how many presidential cycles she has left, and I don't mean to be very morbid about this. She is 82 years old, so
she,
I mean,
she really?
I didn't know she's 82. So honestly, she might have two at best different elections. Maybe. I mean, if you want to say if you think she'll live till 90. I know she doesn't look 82, does she? I mean, she definitely doesn't act 82.
So. I was surprised you know, to hear that number.
TMZ and the guy that is the head of TMZ, Harvey, is 75 years old. I never would have guessed that. Some of these people that have been around a long time, you don't guess properly. But here's the thing. When you're 75 plus or Joy Behar, 82 years old, when it catches up to you, it hits and it'll happen fast and there's no turning back point and it'll just be downhill quickly, a free fall. So she may be good now, but in a matter of a year, it could be all gone because that's just what happens at that age. There's nothing you can do when it comes to Father Time, unless you are a Dick Van Dyke. And he seems to defy it every day, which is pretty amazing. Is he 100 yet, Dick Van Dyke? He's got to be up
he's
there.
He's close.
Dick Van Dyke is 99. His birthday's December 13th. It's so close. He's almost 100 from West Plains, Missouri. I didn't realize he was born in Missouri. Dick Van Dyke. All right. When we come back, we're going to take a break and we're going to check. There's a bunch of legal issues, including the Supreme Court, some issues that are there. And we wanted to talk to Jeremy Rosenthal about it, Fox News Radio. He also is a legal analyst for a lot of different networks. He's been around. Jeremy's great. We're going to talk to him coming up after the break on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, joining us now, Fox News Radio. And you may hear him all over the place. He's one of the top legal minds. I see him on television. I see him all over. Jeremy Rosenthal, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I'm trying to think, I guess, historically speaking, can you think of a president who has tested their powers more than Donald Trump? Because there's another test coming up.
Andrew Jackson. I wasn't around. I think you've got to look back to somebody like that. But no, I think you're exactly right. I think he's definitely pushed a lot of the boundaries and he's taken his executive powers for a spin.
So what's going on with the Supreme Court and the FTC? So most recently, President Donald Trump fired a Democratic member of the Federal Trade Commission. There are some arguments coming up that would be relevant with that person in that commission. So people are wondering, are you allowed to do that?
We're going to find out. Basically, there has been some Supreme Court precedent that you can't. And a lot of times what happens, and I don't think folks understand this, is a lot of these federal agencies that are under the executive branch have appointees who are not appointed by the president, and their term isn't necessarily commensurate with the president's term. So this individual was appointed by Joe Biden, and his term is still active. Their term is still active. And before that, they actually served under Trump before, but I believe they had been appointed by Barack Obama. So it just happened that Trump sort of just odd year missed them. And the question is can they fire somebody without cause? Can he just fire them because to fire them? And you're seeing really two very similar issues going on with the FTC on one end, and on the other end, the Federal Reserve, because he's also trying to terminate one of the governors of the Federal Reserve. It's governed by different statutes. That's sort of the issue here is it's not really necessarily the Constitution, and we're not really debating the presidential powers. What we're really debating are these statutes and what does for cause mean. When you write the Federal Reserve Bill of 1913, another statute that I was actually around for that.
Oh, no. Looks like we may have lost the signal. We had Jeremy on. Oh, look at that glitch. I don't know if you can hear us, Jeremy Rosenthal. He might have to reconnect. But yeah, sometimes when we have these digital lines, what will happen is they'll glitch and you'll have to reconnect it. Let's hope that happens. I know, Ethan, I can see you grabbing a phone number. We're going to try to reconnect with him because I'm really curious by all of that.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you now, Jeremy. We got you.
Okay, good, good, good. The internet, whatever, the powers that be, you have summoned, you know, that this has worked. What was the last thing you heard me say? Was it?
Well, it wasn't quite stupid? Max Headroom, but essentially what you're saying was cause, the definition of what constitutes right. Cause. Yeah.
Right. The cause is part of the Federal Reserve language, but it's not part of the FTC language. And that goes back to the statutes that sort of created these entities. And in 1913, that was when they had the Federal Reserve Act. And in 1913, they said the president can fire them for cause, but that's where the sentence ended. It didn't tell us what cause was. It didn't tell us what it meant. And so we're testing. That's one of these things that Trump is testing is what does that mean for cause? Can I get rid of somebody on the Federal Reserve? Can I get rid of somebody on the FTC? With the FTC, they're going to suspend this person, but the Supreme Court's going to come back for full arguments. And if the Supreme Court allows Trump to do this, they would be reversing some precedent. So that part is kind of interesting.
It's under my impression that attorneys love vagueness. Say that tongue in cheek of it.
We don't know what cause means, and if you have to pay us $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 to figure it out, you know, we'll take our time. We'll figure it out, and we'll get you a maybe at the end of it.
So, also something else that is happening: a federal judge ordered President Trump's administration to restore frozen federal grants to UCLA in a court filing. And this is something that the president took on early on when he took office, pulling funding from universities that don't align with some of the values that he would have. So what's going on with that one?
That one's kind of, it's interesting for different reasons. What happened here is the president had been very bullish about his agenda, has gone to multiple universities and says, listen, we're pulling grant money, pulling all these things for all of your projects, unless you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Those things typically being admissions policies, student groups, Palestinian, you know, those types of things, transgender issues. So what you would expect UCLA to come and argue would be, look, you cannot take away our pancreatic research, cancer research money because of our admissions policy. That doesn't work. They would have a good argument, right? And that's what we think that would happen. They made a very technical argument here, and in fact, it wasn't even them. It was the grant recipients. The university didn't sue. The individual professors, some of the teachers sued, and basically they said, look, the law says when you pull our money, you have to show us your math. You have to tell us why, and you gave us a form Xerox letter, government. So this judge actually kind of ruled on a technicality, which will be that'll be interesting to see if that logic stands up. And I would expect the government to hit back and say, okay, you're going to rule on this technicality, but UCLA has to be the one that sues us, not you, Professor Jones, and not you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, doctor such and so. So that's what's called a standing issue, and that's another that's another complicating factor. So that it's turned into a real technical argument.
Wow. Well, that seems to be most of the cases we review, a very technical argument. Jeremy Rosenthal, Fox News Radio, among other things. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
Have a great morning.
No joke, I see Jeremy Rosenthal everywhere. He is like one of the premier legal analysts in the country. He is so good at what he does, and it's so cool whenever we get a chance to talk to him. All right. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Cox. And we have another half hour of the show. If you want to reach me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook, another great place to look. We'll be right back on 97.1 FM Talk. You know, I was looking for that headline, and I can't find it again. I saw it somewhere where the couple, quote unquote, during the Coldplay concert, who are just like crying about how their lives have been ruined because they're caught on the Jumbotron. And they said, no, we weren't having an affair. And I thought back to all the different people I met in my life, and I can never once think of me holding another person like that in a non-sexual way, right? Like, you don't do that in the workplace. You don't do that at a concert. It's a strange pose for the man to spoon the girl and not say there wasn't anything romantically linked to it while at a concert, a Coldplay concert. So I'm not buying it. I love how they're trying to spin it. They're like, no, we're not in a relationship. It wasn't an affair. I'm trying to find the exact wording. But
I love the New York Post has some of the greatest headlines ever. No. Theirs on this story was Dumbotron. It's great. It's good stuff.
Maybe she was just cold.
Oh, that may be dead. Is that a pun for Coldplay?
No, just saying.
No, maybe she was
what
just
other
chilly.
Reason besides being in a relationship? So I'm trying to help the guy out.
You know, New York Post had, after the Jimmy Kimmel comments and the suspension, their headline was ABC-a, I thought that was pretty good, too. You know what I've always enjoyed in the old movies? And Scott, you probably enjoy this, too. The segments where they show the spinning newspaper that gets closer to the camera and then stops so you can read the headline. Love the spinning newspaper gag.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I know that very well. Yes.
And they always,
I've used,
you know,
that in videos.
The spinning newspaper gag?
Absolutely, yeah.
When was that appropriate?
It was like, wow. It was available on like some of the software programs I used. That effect, that video effect. Mm-hmm. And you just type in what you want it to say, and then it looks like a newspaper and spins and then lands on the headline.
I love it. I want to make all my major life announcements with that same effect. The spinning newspaper effect. So yesterday at the United Nations, which, by the way, there was a thwarted attack that could have happened in New York, a communications attack. They saw the Secret Service come out. I think it was yesterday where they found these. It was like 100,000 SIM cards. If I'm getting some of the details wrong, I apologize. But they hook them up to these servers. And what the idea is, they would just simultaneously bomb the system with phone calls enough to crash it and try to cripple the communications in New York around this visit to the United Nations. It was a weird thing the Secret Service decided to actually find. And it's a good thing that they did that because it shows you how vulnerable things could be and how susceptible we are to these type of, I don't want to say simple attacks, but things that could clog up the system so much that it renders it useless. So emergency communications or any type of communication through the phone line would make it very difficult. Then we see yesterday at the United Nations, Donald Trump and his wife, Melania, try to go on the escalator. Escalator breaks, goes to the podium, and the teleprompter goes out. There's all of these things going on, and I think this is like coordinated. I don't know if it's related to the two of what the Secret Service found, but they did note that there was foreign entities involved with the outfit that they broke up. But I think about inside of the United Nations and probably a troll or whoever is doing this, just trying to mess with him. But all of these things starting to happen around the same event makes you wonder. And my conspiracy brain sometimes kicks in and says, is there a connection between the two?
I'm reading a summary of this story, and it opens, the United Nations has concluded its one-day investigation into the mysterious halting of President Trump's escalator Tuesday as he arrived at the UN General Assembly. I mean, you just can't make some of this stuff up. And one, the White House is saying somebody did it on purpose.
Now, I would guess that's probably the likely scenario, but I don't feel so bad about Donald Trump going up the stairs. I feel bad for Melania. She's probably in heels. You know how hard it is to walk on an escalator in heels? Are you kidding me? That's like nearly impossible.
Do you know? I don't know. I've never done that.
No, I have not either. But you think about the way it's not like a flat surface. It's, you know, kind of like striped or curated or whatever you call it. Curated? Maybe I'm getting the terminology wrong. But if you have the little tiny pressure point of the heel and you're trying to go up a flight of stairs like that, that's not an easy thing to do. I can just imagine. Not from my own personal experiences.
Okay.
But I can imagine.
Well, yeah, I think it would be awful to be stuck in heels on an escalator, you know, trapped in one of the in between the steps.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
Of all the days to be wearing heels, it had to be the one when you're trapped on an escalator.
I mean, she is a model. She's probably used to walking in heels.
No, I guess that's true. You know what but I mean? Even like, so, you can only get so good at it. I don't know how much you can master the heel where it makes up for that. Do you train? As in, okay, as a model, I must train for every scenario, like a Navy SEAL, that if this ever happens, then I'll be able to get up these crazy steps. Something else that happened at the UN yesterday, and I thought this was a pretty stark moment where you had Donald Trump coming in and making some jokes about all these things that were happening. So let me find that clip where he was talking about the escalator going down. Clip number 16, the teleprompter.
And I don't mind making this speech without a teleprompter because the teleprompter is not working. I feel very happy to be up here with you, nevertheless. And that way you speak more from the heart. I can only say that whoever's operating this teleprompter is in big trouble.
All right, he has a sense of humor about it. But then he goes I mean, really scorched earth on a couple of different topics, including immigration, when he was talking to the generosity that countries have when it comes to welcoming in immigrants, but the stark reality of what some of these European countries are finding with the open borders. This is clip number 15.
When your prisons are filled with so-called asylum seekers who repaid kindness, and that's what they did, they repaid kindness with crime. It's time to end the failed experiment of open borders. You have to end it now. See, I can tell you, I'm really good at this stuff. Your countries are going to hell. In America, we've taken bold action to swiftly shut down uncontrolled migration. Once we started detaining and deporting everyone who crossed the border and removing illegal aliens from the United States, they simply stopped coming. They're not coming anymore. We're getting a lot of credit, but they're not coming anymore. This was a humanitarian act for all involved, because on the trips up, thousands of people a week were dying. Women were being raped. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Raped, horribly beaten, raped. On the trip up, the journey up, it was a long walk. It was a long, arduous journey.
Terrible journey. I mean, you hear about the different people that went through that, and they'll say things like, they saved up everything they had, every possession, to get enough money to pay a coyote to take him across the border, a mule or whatever you want to call them. And they would get to a certain point with nothing left, knowing that they've already paid for this trip and they have three shots to get in, as in, you know, they give you, in case you get caught, they give you all their opportunities. But they would get to this point and they would say, okay, we need more payment. Oh, we don't have more payment. Well, I guess we'll have to collect it another way. And that's where these rapes came in. And it was, and if there was anything left for them to take, they would just take everything else. It was really terrible. And I think the amount of women who said they were sexually assaulted during that trip was astronomically high. It was more than 3/4. And this has been going on for a long time. He's not lying about it. One of the things he put into context was looking at these other countries with open borders and saying, statistically, here is what you're reporting when it comes to your jails. And we're talking 50, 60, 70% in some of these countries, their jails are filled with asylum seekers that are committing these crimes as soon as they enter into their land. And he's saying this is not compatible and it's not something you can keep up with. It's a tough situation for a lot of these countries, but he's saying that they have taken advantage of your generosity. You need to recognize that. You need law and order. And that's what he's trying to do in the United States. And that's the point he's trying to make to the United Nations. I don't know how much of that was part of the speech, but that could have been off script. Whoever decided to take the teleprompter down, I think they made a mistake, because they underestimate his willingness to speak off the record or off script. And that is a very common thread there. We had some other clips here.
But just a point of order, possibly. The United Nations says that the White House was in charge of the teleprompter.
Did they say that?
Yes.
Oh, no. I wonder what happened. So they're passing it off to the White House in that sense.
Yeah. The UN was in charge of the escalator, though. So.
Okay. So one or the other. I wonder how that played out. Either way, Donald Trump's right. Someone's in big trouble for that. All right. I know we got to go to break. We have some other clips, but we just don't have time for it. The one-day investigation into it. I wonder if we'll actually remember this in a week. Probably not. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. So I went on Twitter and St. Louis is trending, and I don't know exactly why, because none of this makes sense. It's just a bunch of random stuff about St. Louis. Why would St. Louis be trending right now? Is there something going on that I don't know about, Scott?
You and me both, then, because I have no idea. I mean, I don't know anything that would trigger a trending right now.
Yeah, there it is, right there inside of it. St. Louis is trending with 3,497 posts, right below Hillary Clinton, who's also trending.
Maybe because we didn't carry Kimmel?
You think that's a possible possibility?
I don't know. Like, just for the fact that the name,
our local station did not carry it last night.
Right. One of the
markets that did not resume that program.
Right. Okay. Maybe they're going to make an announcement sometime. Maybe they made an announcement. We just don't know it. Okay. Well, going back to something that you covered in your news, Scott, robot umpires approved for 2026 as part of the challenge system. Are you a baseball purist? Do you think the robots have no business in baseball?
No, I'm not that at all. In the entirety of sports, I believe technology should be used to its fullest potential. I'm not saying I want robots to be the umpires, but this is a case where there's two challenges per game, and if you get it right, you get to keep the challenge and use it later. Because there are usually are a couple of calls each game where it's just egregious and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Well, the managers go out, they yell, they scream, they never get it overturned. Doesn't really happen. And then at the end of it, the game's delayed as much as if you would have just been able to appeal it. I heard a rumor that Angel Hernandez trained these AI robot umpires. How do you think that would go?
That's not good. That's not good.
Bad.
Wait, you're saying Angel Hernandez would not be a good person to train these robot umpires?
No, he's a terrible umpire.
He had all the experience, so much experience, and he's retired. He's got time.
Yeah, right.
Well, worst person to do it. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, some sports do well with it. Like tennis has adapted it a long time ago, and it's like lickety split decision done. Soccer's been pretty good at that too. The NFL is one that has dragged its feet. They just decided to put a chip in the ball, which seems like it would have been simple to do a decade or two ago. And instead of having those guys with the chip, the dumb, like the chains, moving the chains. It's so stupid at this day and age. But
you know what? I got to tell you, I don't pay attention enough about football. Are they done with the chains? Are the chains over?
No, they're not. And I haven't seen them use the chip in the ball much this season, if they are. I haven't seen it during a game where they're like checking it, but they're supposed to be using it.
Yeah, I wonder with the chip in the football, whatever it may be, is it like in hockey where you have a guy sitting behind the net and if he sees the puck cross, he flashes the light? Is there like an automatic light after the ball crosses the goal line? That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, they don't have that yet. This is mainly for spotting ball in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And as far as I can tell, they're still using instant replay to decide that. But there's supposed to be chip in the ball so that you know exactly where it is on the field. And if you miss, and it's happened in important games before where the officials got it wrong. They're like, then they look at it again. But I'll have to look that up and see if they're actually using it.
And I don't know if you know this number. I'm looking at it, so I'm going to have you guess. Big league umpires, roughly their success rate when it comes to pitches. Do you want to guess roughly their accuracy rate when it comes to pitching?
The number I've seen is somewhere around 97-98%.
It was 94% according to Ump Scorecards, at least that one source. 94% seems kind of low, honestly, but when you're standing behind a catcher and you're trying to watch these things at the same time, I know it can always be difficult. All right, Scott, it was fun working with you this morning.
You too.
Went by real fast.
Yeah,
I'll be back again tomorrow working for Mark Cox and the Mark Cox Morning Show. If you want to reach me, at Ryan Recker on Twitter. Guys, have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.